somebody in the spirit, you are trying to catch something, then when you try to catch it, it shifts up. This time you are catching it. I said this time you are catching it. 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 Catch it in the name of Jesus. Storms were raging over Israel. He brought out David. Young David came out. Said, today I will cut off your head. Listen, I am here to cut off the head of every devil that are beholding your bow.
You are about listening to the senior pastor of City of Truth International Church, Pastor Samuel Olatibosu.
Something dropped in my spirit. I will just talk about it and then we close for today. Angels are God's mobile gadgets. They are God's mobile gadgets and technology. No matter the technology of the world, there is no technology ahead of us coming that can overpass the technology of heaven. And angels are technology, heavenly technology, empowered to work for you. That is all mommy has been saying. Empowered to work for you. Listen to this, because your struggle will be over today. They are heavenly gadgets. They are heavenly technology that can't be overpassed. They can't be overpowered. Nothing can press them down. And they are empowered by God to work. To work for you. To work. To work for you. There are many believers today trying to do the work of an angel. It's not possible. They are pushing, struggling in life. They won't do the work that an angel has been assigned by God to do for them. And when an angel is sent to help you, and you say, no, I want to do it myself, then the angels step aside and leave you alone. Let me tell you the truth. As a human being, there are certain many things that you can't touch with your hands until angels help you. Many of you are struggling to the things you want to get, that you have to get it in the next 30 years through. They can bring it to you in 20 days through your rest in God. The work of an angel, human being wants to do it. For the next 70 years, you can't do it. You can't accomplish one. And that's why many people, they keep struggling and working. I have to do this. I have to do that. They keep boring. They labor hard for what an angel should do for them. So they have to struggle for 70 years to touch it. They're already getting old. Meanwhile, there are others who recognize the gadgets of heaven. And then they rested themselves in God and allowed God to take over their matter. And then suddenly, what should take them 70 years is given to them in 20 days. Is given to them, is settled in 21 days. What you should have struggled for all your life in 5 years, given to you in 2 days. Please, which one is better? To struggle with your hand or to rest yourself in God? The Bible said that they that believed in God have entered into their rest. Until you enter your rest, then the angel just cannot be activated to walk. They that believed in God, they have entered. He said, for those that did not believe, I have sworn that they shall not enter my rest. They will struggle and keep looking for it. Angels will not work for them. But if you can believe and you enter into God's rest, what you are saying is, God, activate your angels to work for me. You can't be walking and angels are walking at the same time. You can't do the work of an angel. Stop the struggle and rest in God. There is a rest. We have been called into rest. When you became born again, you were born into rest. You were struggling before you became born again. You kept on struggling after you became born again. Please, what is the essence of your born againism? Why did you come to God? Then why are you in Christ? Struggle together. I must this one, that one. I have to. And they kept on pursuing it and not getting it. Why? It's not for you to pursue. You are to enter into his rest. You are to step in there. You are to recognize God in it. Enter his rest. And then angels will be activated to work. Did you know because of the activities of angels is the reason for divine favor? What do we call favor? What is favor in Yoruba language? Ori of. It comes to you as a favor. Someone had to work. God is not a magical God. He's a miracle working God. And he has worker angels. Angels are workers. Heavenly workers. We have war angels. We have guardian angels. We have provision angels. In fact, we have doctor angels. I've experienced these things very well. I've seen angels so many times. I've seen a of an angel physically. I'm not sleeping. That one, those ones are the war angels. You know, I told you we ministered to a Muslim guy who got born again, and then the Muslim brother started looking for us to kill us on the escorts in secondary school. And then they went to the president's house and they were banging the door of the president. He said, today we'll kill you. For doing that, They were with their knives, they were with cutlass, they were with daggers. You know these small daggers that these killers, these demons used to go around with? They were with all those gadgets. And I was coming from class after prayer. I just finished resting in God. I've activated so many things in the spirit. And on my way, and then God said, son, go to the president's room. Unknown to me, something is happening. I got there, they were banging the door at 11 p.m. in the north. And you know, north is a very hostile place, you know. And then as soon as I got to the door, I was actually the one they were looking for. But because I'm part of the escort, so they said, by the time we are done with the escort, he will come out. There's no need. In fact, majority of the escort have run, they have gone into the bush. They have run for their dear life. President ran inside the room, locked the window and the door. I'm not ready to die. Then I came, said, what is happening here? And every one of them turned. Yeah, he's the one we're looking for. And then the first guy came as he was about to slap. A man in white appeared and held the hand, said, you dare not slap him. For the first time in my life, I saw a glimpse of an angel. And threw the hand away. And the angel turned, and as he was going, he just disappeared. We didn't see him again. Everywhere was quiet, and suddenly, every one of them dropped their gadgets, all their whatever, dropped it and went away. I packed all the gadgets. I said, President, please open the door. I'm the one here. Endemic manifestation. Full one. Listen. There are battles you are fighting and struggling. No. The struggle is over today. War angels are stepping in for you in the name of God. There are angels. Angels. You don't need to struggle. Struggle for everything. Are you a workaholic? You want to die before your time? That's why many people, they get older than their age. Older than their age. You were to live to 90, 100, but you know, because you didn't allow angels to do their work, you are 50. It's not God's fault, it's your fault. They are empowered by God to do what? To do what? To work for you. That's what I said. To work for you. They are heavenly workers. Directed to you on the earth. Because there are many things your hand cannot touch. Man is too weak to touch many things. And in the name of Jesus, this season, as you give God the opportunity, his angels will step in for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Stop cracking your brain. Destroy your brain before time. Allow God to do the work. Allow the angels to do the work. Stop cracking your head. Relax. There are sent to work to bring favor to you, Ori of fair, and God is able. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, the amplified version. And God is able to make every favor. He didn't say some favor, he said every ore of free of charge. Every favor and earthly blessings. Earthly blessing. He didn't say heavenly now. He even put earth there so that no, he's not talking about just spiritual blessing now. He's talking about the blessings of the earth. The resources of the earth. What is wrong with you? Can't you understand? The essence why men is wrong is because they don't believe God. If indeed you are a believer and you believe God to the core, you won't suffer for long. The Bible says the suffering is just for a while. And that suffering is not the time to kill your brain and kill your heart. Are you getting me? Even in that, God is helping you until the breakthrough comes. Listen, there is breakthrough for everybody. God wants everyone to go through. God wants everyone, every believer. He loves you so much. If he could send Jesus to die, is it angels that will walk? What is wrong with angels that will? They won't do anything. When the Son of God came to die, angels will not walk. They will. Jesus walk. Angels will not now walk. Who is higher? Angels are higher than Jesus. They are empowered by God. They are gadgets of God. Mobile one for that matter. They are to move around to ensure. Did you hear what I said? To ensure. Anytime you don't believe God, you have entered unbelief. The Bible says every unbelief is a sin. So that means that you are not a sinner, but you have sinned. Because there are two differences, you know. Like some of you here, if you are praying to God, God, forgive me, a sinner. No, when you became born again, you are no longer a sinner, but you may sin. You are not supposed to, but you may. You may fall into sin, but you are not supposed to. You are not a sinner again. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But those who are not born again, they are the major sinners. They can be good people, but great sinners. Not because they did something wrong. Are you getting it? Somebody can be born with silver spoon. He never lied before, but he's still a sinner. What makes every man a sinner? Because we all came out from the first man who sinned. If they chase away a father and a mother from the village, you used to watch those films where they would chase the father and the mother. Maybe husband and wife, they don't have children then. And then when they got into their bush, the bush there, where they chased them, when they give birth, will they allow the child to go into the village? Will they? Never. Because the plague on the parent is on the children. That is the reason why they call them sinners. Because of the, we came from Adam. But thank God for the second Adam. And that is Jesus, who came and died. He resurrected again. And because of his resurrection, we are alive today. Somebody shout glory. And like mommy says, see all the angels always coming to help Jesus. Help Jesus. Help Jesus. If they helped Jesus, won't they help you? Are you not born of God? They are empowered to walk. They are heavenly technology to walk for you, to move around with you. I told mommy, like mommy was asking me some questions yesterday night. I said, if I stand up now, I said, right now I'm going to Lagos at 10 p.m. Angels will rise up and make sure the road is clear. Did you hear me? It's just like when a governor suddenly wakes up 12 a.m. and says, we have to go to so-and-so this night. What do you think the bodyguards will be doing? They will sit there and say, right, you'll be going, we will wait for you here. No way. Is that what they will say? They will be sacked that day. That's the reason why you see all the demons, they are once angels. Because they disobey God, God sacks them. He sacks them from heaven. He sacks Satan from heaven. The rest of them say, hey, see this heavenly father sacking angels. Oh boy, you better cooperate, or you people cooperate. Cooperate your devil, your so you go join the demons downstairs and suffer till forever. And God has assigned angels. I've seen angels so many times, even in my dream. When I was growing up in secondary school, the first set of angels I saw, there were always two of them. In my dream. Time I was moving in my dream just on the road, and then suddenly a serpent. I was just that time I was just growing, in the spirit. I've not known so many things I knew now, and that time I was just growing. So I dreamt that time, and I saw a very big snake that fastened itself on my leg. I know got hold of me here and pulled the meat of my leg out. I held it and shouted, help! Help! As I shouted the help the third time, these beings just appeared, two of them. One of them was standing, saying nothing. The other one was saying, don't worry, all is well, don't worry, we will take care of the matter, don't worry. They were doing me as if, I was wondering, am I the Did I have royalty on my head? How are they treating me like this? And all that while I didn't know the word very well, it was later I discovered I'm actually a king. That I came from a kingdom that is higher than this earth. I said, no wonder they were treating me that way. Don't worry. No, take it easy. Don't worry. And then one of them bent down and put his hand and touched the leg, and the meat covered back immediately. I never saw one drop of blood on the ground. And then I stood up strong because they touched me. They accept everything about them is strength. Strength. In fact, they are the strength of God. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. Angels are the strength of God. They excel in strength. As soon as he touched me, I stood up. I was bold. You know, I was like somebody, a wild lion. And as I was moving, they were moving around with me. They were by my left and by my right. And then as I was advancing, they were advancing with me. It was then I knew, wow, so angels are always around us. From today, the consciousness of demons dies in your mentality. We are in a war. The appended demon, witches, wizard. Ah, Akilon. Are they the owner of the world? If a pastor talk now, and then maybe a witch, maybe he started speaking inside the crowd, I'm a witch, they will see him to be the Almighty. Who are witches? They are the lowest of all in all life. Demonic, whatever. So, what is it? What is it? They are the lowest. I can say witch and shake him. My hand is transformed out. When I shake him like this, I can come see them. I've got made of this. They are the lowest. Why are you afraid of them? Ah, our Jemefala Luka. Hey, my Yenyagbara. Oh, hello. Sorry. Sorry, I did. Who are they? They are the lowest in the hierarchy. We have principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. You can't see those ones with your eyes, though. Those ones serve to operate through human beings. In most cases, they operate from the spirit realm direct. You can't see them. Something will be happening you don't understand. And because spiritual wickedness, they are controlling wickedness from the spirit realm. You can't see it with your eyes. And now you are moving up and down. Taking kilo, Sherry. I want doctor to say, I'm going to give you one year to school at the chest, 40% by you. Then you go again, go for X-ray, but not to worry about it. But then you divorce and say, I want to be talking about you, what will you mention? I go for another X-ray. The doctor say, okay, from the leg now, it's not the right leg. And that's what they will say. Spiritual wickedness. That's why we have angels always with us. Higher. Who are demons before angels? There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels, they fought the dragon. He was a serpent in Genesis. He has become a dragon in Revelation. It's not because he's becoming bigger. His level of deception over believers is increasing. That's why the Bible says, even very elect, if you're not careful, they'll be deceived. Many are deceived today. Some people have read some motivational speaker, whatever. They have read motivation until their life has been multi under the ground. Multi-lowest. Their life has entered the lowest level. Why? You must work out. What does motivational speakers know? They can only speak from the sensational realm. They didn't know what is going on in the spirit realm. When God speaks, hear him. when who is a motivational speaker to God, they may say the fact God knows the truth. He is the truth. You believe the truth, you don't go by the fact. You believe the truth. You don't believe the fact. You believe the truth. From me, those demons, some people, if they see that, if leper does take life? Leper does meet no wonder. Take it easy. Is something chasing you inside the house? No, because it's a lie. You are afraid of demons. Some people they will say, this house is too big. It's too big. Only you cannot sleep there. It's too big. It's a lie. You are afraid of demons. You are thinking maybe when angels come, there will be some other little space. Maybe demons can come to want to manage space with angels inside your house. God says that. So if I say, praise the Lord, how come I'm holding? So in Leduro, it's a lie. It's a lie. It is fear. Because of what? Demons. You are walking, you are going on the way. And so, what are you saying? No problem. They will come. Demon conscious. And I used to say this, that what you are conscious of will always stay with you. You are not conscious of God. And then God will just stay around with you. Even if he stays, you don't know. So you can't even give him the glory. And God needs his glory. Demon. Like there was somebody who was delivered from madness in this church. I ran away from Akure. He went somewhere else. When he got there, they called him. What happened? Why are you not in whatever? He said, the demons in Akure want to finish me. I will not run away. The demons in Akure are very, very strong. I want you to come up on you. I just laugh. So where you are now, they are not there. They are not there where you are. You don't know when they passed your file from Akure to... There is nowhere you can run to. If you don't want to experience demons, you don't want them around, you are ready to die, just go to heaven. Say, Lord, take my life. Because it's only in heaven you won't experience them. But here, they are everywhere, but that is he. It's in what? When you get conscious of the greater ones, angels will work for you. Or when you get conscious of the lowest one, angels are handicapped. Please permit the angels to walk. And then put the angels to walk. There are many people your angels are always sleeping under your locker. You know the meaning of that? They are doing nothing. Because you are not doing anything with them. It is not that you will sit down your hand, go like this. It's not like that. For the fact that you have angels, don't be controlling them like remote control. No. There are processes. And one of the main processes that the Bible said, the angel of the Lord, they hearken, they listen to the voice of the word of God in your house. And I told us about your tongue at conference, right? Anytime you speak out, there are other angels or demons carrying it out. Angels, the Bible says, they hearken, they listen, not just to the voice, but to the voice of the word of God in your words, in your mouth. When you say, angels, ministry, spirit, go and cause this to happen for for me, for it is written, they are awake. You have just activated them. Their eyes is shining. Their heart is ready. Their minds come again. Standing in the word of God, they are activated. It's like a gadget. If you don't plug, there are gadgets, moving gadgets you don't plug on the wall. Will they go anywhere? They have been programmed for electricity. Are you getting my point? That, you know, there are gadgets, if you plug, put water inside, or you connect it, throw it inside water, they will move. But once they touch electricity, the next thing, are you getting my point? Suddenly they jack up, they are activated. That's how angels are. Somebody was asking, should I ask, talk about this question? Maybe let me say that later we answer it, but not today. Some people say, why is it that God never had mercy on Satan? Many of you have that in your mind, right? And you have been looking for the answer. There is an answer for it, but not today. Because of time. But the truth is, they cannot be forgiven. They cannot be. They are corrupted devices. When a device is corrupt, what do you do with it? But you see, human beings are not devices. We were made in the image and after the likeness of God, but angels are not made like that. Angels were created like devices. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Once they are no longer, you have 50 gig, you put it, it's just giving you only 1 gig. It's supposed to do the work of 50 gig. Am I right? You know, you have space of 50 gig, but you have only 1 gig. Only function. What's the meaning? Then after the 1 gig, said later 500, then later 1 MB. Please, what can 1 MB do? What will you do with that kind of device? You throw it away because it's already malfunctioning. So the devil is like a device that malfunctioned, that needed to be thrown away. It's not needed again in heaven. And you know, when you throw devices into the dustbin, where do you pack the dustbin? So you put them inside a trash, a place whereby it can be burnt up. That's why we have the lake of fire. All your trashes, where are they? Trash. Where did they carry them to? Eh? There is a place they got dust, they put chemical, right? And then burn them up. And then they are nothing. That's exactly how the devil is, and because he is corrupted, angels are programmed. Are you getting me? They are not like human beings. So angels don't have the will of themselves, but we have the will of ourselves. That's why when you say I'm not having God again, God will say anything. But at the end of the world, you will join the corrupted ones. So then you'll be flushed into the lake of fire. But I'm sure you are not here. Yes, that kind of person is not here. Yes, you're going to be flushed because you have the right to come back to God. You are not like that device. No. Let me stop there. Are you blessed with that? Yes. But put this in mind. Put this in mind. That angels are empowered to work for you. They are empowered to work for you. They are empowered to do what? To work for you. God assigned them to work for you. They don't have the will of their own. It's God who tells them what to do. And God now said for you to put them to work. I have programmed my word inside them. They are just like robots. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? They are spiritual robots. Heavenly robots. Move there. Bam, bam, bam. They are going. And now God has programmed his voice. Listen. Number one. His words. His voice. His word. He has programmed it inside them. That anytime you because when you become born again, then you suddenly have access to the voice of God. Meaning when you speak, it's not just a human speaking. Are you getting me? It's a child of God speaking. connected to the same God. So your voice has not become like the voice of God, speaking the word of God. When they hear it, they are activated. They are there to work for you when you use the word of God. It is written. There is somebody here. By the virtue of this light you just received, your struggle is over. If after what you have heard, you still go back to keep struggling, it's a show that you are just learning, but you are not coming into the fullness of his knowledge. It shows you are just learning, but you are not believing what you are learning. Because what matters to God is not just hearing, but what matters to him is your doing, act upon it. Don't come to church on Sunday, listen to the word of God, and then Monday to Saturday, you do nothing with what you have heard. It's a show that you don't believe God. We are called believers, and to believe is an action word. You correspond with what God has just said. I think somebody is saying in his heart, now I understand. My struggle is now over. I think now I can get it clearly. I'm not to be the one struggling. Let me tell you, as a believer, you are not to. If you are in, please permit me to say this, because I know there are some of you who are in this category, but I'm saying this because I want every one of you to learn, not because of anything. Amen. If you are here and you are in a job that makes you labor hard, you are not supposed to be there. Did you hear what I said? You walk and walk and that's the kind of work that the Israelites were into, that God had to come to their rescue. Now he has come to your own rescue now. You will walk after everything. 1,000. After walk. And there are some people, they are not really stressing themselves at all, but 10,000 enter their account. Is it not better? 15,000 enter, but it's not with this kind of let's go again. You're on your way again. You're on your way. 30 years. Tell me what you have gathered. All the time you have been doing it, what have you gathered? No. You should look at it, because me too. I have been into that kind of shoe somehow one time. Yeah, look at it. What's the meaning of all this? I got to understand that, this is how it works. Now, even if you are doing anything of such, trust God for a new level. And that's why you are in church today. Every day is God's day, but your own day is your choice. If you don't choose today to be your own choice, then it will be postponed maybe to the next 5 years, because you don't know when this opportunity will come again. Many people have postponed their days of visitation because of lack of sensitivity. Because they're always thinking, say, this Sunday, every Sunday, the word. You miss the Sunday, you miss the word. And then the struggle continues. And then it continues. And you know, it's only the word of God that gives us energy. When you hear the word of your maker, it does something in you than hearing the word of a man. How will you be under a man? You are there serving, but you don't have access to the voice of God. To be under the covering of God. And you hear the voice of a man all through your years, is the reason why God is far away. From today, your stroke, I'm speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit, that from today, if you can believe me, if you can believe what I'm saying, if you can believe that this thing I'm saying is true, if your heart really connects to, because I told you, if you connect, you cannot collect.
Yes, sir.
No collection without connection. So if you don't believe me, no problem. I'm not sent to everybody. In the whole world. I can't preach to the whole world. Amen.
Yes.
I said, did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
But if God has actually said to you, it is for you to open your spirit and receive what God is telling me to tell you. You're trying to struggle with God in your mind. There are many who struggle with the Spirit of God in their mind. And the Bible says, the Spirit of God will not strive forever. Stop the striving. Open your spirit. Receive what God is giving you. Because of lack of belief, you can't believe. You don't have faith in what is mine. You are blocking your spirit. And until the word enters your spirit, it profits you nothing. From today, I'm speaking to you, looking at me, that from today your struggle is over. From today your struggle is over. From today your struggle is over. Don't destroy your destiny before time. Let God help you. Let angels work for you. Let them do it. Don't do it for them. You can't even do it for them. You can't. In the name of Jesus, consciousness of demons dies in your life. And angels, by the word of God, they are activated for you today. So that we go before you and what? And make the crooked path straight. Those are war angels. They are war angels. They go before you. The crooked path, you cannot straighten it yourself. You can't do it yourself. You cannot what? Straighten it yourself. He said, I will make it the crooked path straight. I have to straighten it for you. It's not for you to straighten it yourself. I will bring it pieces. You can't break anything. You need him, or else they will break you. Did you hear me? They will break you if you try to break anything. They will break in pieces the gate of brass. They will cut in thunder. Let the angels cut. See how they entered when Peter was sleeping in the prison. They entered. Nobody could stop them. And the Bible says, as soon as he smote Peter, stand up. That guy was in deep sleep because he's in rest. He rested in God. The man that they said they will kill tomorrow. Tomorrow. See the kind of business. I'm sure he was snoring.
Yes,
the Bible said the angel didn't touch him. Oh, this one, the angel smoked him. You know what I'm saying? And he don't get cool on. He wants to die tomorrow. He has gone into deep sleep. The guy is in rest of God. He's looking at it. Thank God, shortcut to heaven. There's no need of waiting again. I am sad. I am not. Oh my home. Oh, now I shall see my home. Aaron, thank you for locking me up. What a great a shortcut. Great way to heaven. The guy said, let me sleep with God. I won't sleep like this again. Like this. No, when you get to heaven, you can't be sleeping the kind of the sleep as sleeping on the earth. Hey, let me sleep, darling. It was the angel appeared. Spotted Peter. He didn't say this. So, are you ready? He didn't say so. I just added that one. Jump up. Then he stood up. Follow me. This is what I'm talking about. Was Peter in front of the angel?
No.
Please don't go ahead of your angels.
No.
Don't go ahead of them. Leave them. Let them walk. God is not magic. Bam, bam. No. God works things. He might work today's own. In 2 hours, it comes. When he will work tomorrow's own, it may be 24 hours. But all the same, it will come on time. That's the promise we have. That it will come on time. It will not come late. It will come on time. Nothing is before God.
Nothing
but yesterday, say, I just said it. It just happened. Today I said it. It has not happened today. Tomorrow, want to abandon me. No, it's not like that. They are working out things. All things work together for good to them of God who are called according to his purpose. Are you called according to his purpose? Then you are one of them. Let the angels walk. As soon as he smote Peter, the angels stepped forward. Why? I have to be the one to make the crew pass straight. That is my assignment. That is my work. Your own Peter, follow me. Don't do anything. That's why you see, when they were to defeat their enemy in 2 Chronicles 20, the Bible said all they were doing was what? Praise me. Just be praising God. They were praising God. Angels were smoting enemies. You are there. Didn't mean, oh yeah, four, die. Hey, where are they? I blow you. I scatter you. Hey, you must leave me. Let me go. Then after everything, you will now start one terrible sickness. What happened? Malaria and the act. In the place of angels working for you, give only. Every time I hear that thing, oh man, should be back up. But though I'm not criticizing them, no. Because me too, I was once like that. But it is just because there are some things they may not understand. But thank God we understand these things. So it should be better off for us. The angel stepped forward as he was going. The first gate opened on his own accord. What is he doing? Breaking in pieces the gate of brass. Is they are making the way for Peter. Peter, come follow me. We are sent to do it for you. You just come. It's like putting up red carpet before Peter. There is a red carpet before him. Why? He's son of the Most High. He's a prince from heaven. He belongs to a kingdom. His father is the one on the throne. And we are sent to ensure we usher him well. Come. Then, first gate. All the soldiers wanted so long. You see that sleep? Peter was sleeping. The angel transferred the sleep into all the soldiers. Oh yeah, share it. He shared everything on them. Then their owner became times two. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus, Son of the Living God, there is somebody in this place. I see angels of the living God and the Spirit of God saying to you, did you not believe me now? Now, if you believe me, I will lead you out of this problem. I will lead you out of this trouble. I will go before you. I will make the crooked paths to be straightened. I will bring you to the place of glory, to the place of honor, to the place of to the place where no one can bring you down there. Enough of your struggles. Enough of your struggle. I am here to help you. And you are receiving that help today in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet, everybody. Glory to God. There are some of you here in, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. Feeling the power of God in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some of you in your dream, you start seeing things. God will be defending you in your dreams. You will see angels, activities of angels. There are many things you people are fighting physically, but it's actually in the spirit realm. Angels will fight it in that realm, and they will give you victory in this realm. I say angels will fight it for you in that realm. And you will receive the victory in this realm. Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes. From now on, close your eyes. Please close your eyes. from now on. From now on. Enough of your struggle. Some of you are even going to illicit places. Places that is not supporting you. A believer should not be found there. Why? Because you are looking for what to eat. You are meeting your those that should be begging from you. You are begging from them. Those that should see the glory of God in your life, you reduce God's glory to the lowest. No! No! Those that you should be influencing for good, they are the ones now suppressing you with their good. That is ending today. If you can open your heart and believe this prophet today, the reason why many people don't enter into prophetic manifestation is because after the prophet has spoken, they just feel that after that day, that's the end. Unknown to them that from that period something is happening, but they are not patient because they don't believe. I bind that spirit of unbelief. I break it off your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to believe God as he has said, according as he has said, receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Now raise up your hands, everybody. Raise up your hands up before God and talk to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry for my unbelief. Lord, have mercy upon me. You better pray this one to God before you begin to speak some words than to activate the angels. Because of the sin of unbelief, many people have gone into other sins. Because of the sin of unbelief, angels have been deactivated. They are not working for them. They are the ones now working. Talk to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. For my sin of unbelief. Have mercy on me, Lord. 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 Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on me. You have 30 seconds. Please say it from the depth of your heart if you really mean it. Remember the Bible said God watches the heart of man. He sees your heart. I can't see it, but he saw it. I can't see it, but he sees it. He knows. If you're saying it from a deceptive heart or you are saying it from a right heart, there are some of you here. The way you are supposed to be close to God, you are no longer as close as that. You have been far away because of sin of talk to God and say, Father, help me. Have mercy upon me. I have come back to you today. I receive grace to believe you, to trust in you. I receive grace, oh God. Help me. Help me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Lord. It overwhelmed me. That was why. I was overwhelmed by the trouble. I was overwhelmed by the challenge. I was overwhelmed by all the struggles, everything around me. That is the reason why I did this. Oh God, I have come back to my senses like a prodigal son. I'm asking you, Father, have mercy upon me, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe you can do it, Lord. I believe you can do it, Lord. I believe you will do it for me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Help me, Lord, from today. Help me, Lord, from today. God sees the cry of our heart right now. The mercy of God is flowing upon somebody here. The mercy of God is resting upon somebody here. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now it's time to pray. One more prayer point done. We want to put our angels to work. Are you ready now?
Yes,
see them. Are you ready now?
Yes,
raise up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the angel of the Lord,
let the angel
of the Lord, go before me now. Make every crooked path to be straight. Break in pieces the gate of brass. Clear my way today. Clear my way from now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Clear my way from now. Go before me from now. Whatever is not working, let them walk from now. Now begin to declare it in the name of Jesus. Declare what you want God to do for you. Declare it to the angel of the Lord. Declare it by the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive this miracle. Angels, go and cause it to happen. Go and cause it to happen in the name of Jesus. Go and cause this to happen in my life. Go and cause this to happen. Angel of the Lord, that the sun is strength, I refuse to labor again. Help me out in the name of Jesus. Work it out for me. Help me out in the name of Jesus. Work it out, oh Lord. Work it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say better amen. See them all. Say better amen. Say it is done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Did you just believe this? Anytime you want to enter another struggle, remember, I refuse to struggle. No. Angels, in the name of Jesus, it is written. Did you get it? Please do this for me. Do this for me. I want us to experiment this thing very well. Throughout this week, I'm giving the whole church assignment. Throughout this week, when you wake up in the morning, today, once you get up, all your expectations, are you getting me? Bring everything out. Sit down. Don't let anybody disturb you. Put your phone on airplane mode. Did you get me? Nobody should disturb me. Then concentrate. Write down the things you want God to do for you. Now, while you are doing this, there are some other things that will be coming into your mind that the Spirit of God may be telling you to do. He may be telling you, leave this. Don't do this. Do that. Are you getting my point? Don't ignore. No, it is part of it. Because there are sometimes some angels, when they want to work, there are things you have to do. They are not strenuous. In the Bible says the commandment of the Lord are not grievous. They are not strenuous. Just obey. In fact, it's always extremely simple. It's not something hard. It can be something that the Spirit of God will tell you, stop this, don't do it again. Are you getting me? Once you don't do this again, that shows you believe me. Now, what should I do? Start doing this. Did you get my point? Then attack him and tell you, don't say things like this again. Because some of you used to deactivate your angels. Now we have said, go and work for me in the name of Jesus. You will get to him and say, I don't even know whether this thing will even work. You are canceling what you just said. Always conscious of your words. That's why you can't come close to me and be speaking nonsense. Yes, people close to me know me. I might be smiling with you. I'll just change. Stop that. Don't say that in this house. Like somebody sent me a text. Hello, daddy, please be praying for us. So everywhere is just dry. I say, is this one I taught you? Don't send that thing. Because sending it to me, it will hurt you. The anointing is we react to those things. Instead of you to say, sir, I receive my provision now. Let me send amen to you. But when you say everything is just dry, the anointing stops working. Why are you not calling me? Why are you not telling me? Somebody went to a man of God. I don't have HIV. I don't have HIV. I don't have it. I don't have it in the name of Jesus. And then the man of God said, you don't have HIV. Go and do another test. Free confession. Not that. Daddy. Please pray for me. Daddy, pray for me. Are you a visitor? Before that, are you a chitake? That they meet a budget. I can't remember when last I said this kind of thing. Even for example, Steph, I'm feeling this somehow. I don't say it, I don't like to hear it. My mind is programmed that way. When I say, I have everything, fine in Jesus' name, I will tell you amen. Then it will be fine. Is it not better? Yes, sir. pastor. What is wrong with you? I have egg. I used to ask them, is it your own? It's true. Is it my own in the recess? That is not my own. No. So throw it away now. That's how they throw it away. Say in the name of Jesus, I don't have egg. You are commanding angels and the anointed to do something for you. Don't speak negative. Okay, that's number one. So you that wake up and say, bow on your knee by you. Look where you are dry by. You have just cursed your day. Did you hear what I said? Don't ever do that. That's number one. So when you get home, write those things down. Then when you wake up in the morning, you carry those and then look for scriptures that backs it up.
Yes, sir. Scriptures.
You mean? They don't even know the word of God. And the Bible says angels hearken to the voice of his word. So when you don't know his word, angels cannot walk. Some of them now. John 3:16. If I say that in him we live, we move on. Where is it? It's in Genesis chapter 22. In him we live. Oh, I know Genesis. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Acts chapter 1 or something. Act of romance. Even that Roman, they just had it from somewhere new. They don't know. Go and study the word. Even if you are studying it, you are sleeping. No problem. Wake up and continue. So, is it bad? Is it a crime? Is it a sin? Is it a sin to read and then you sleep on top of it? Is it a sin? Don't let people think that because you read Bible, you are sleeping. You cannot now. This is 5 minutes, 2 hours. Wake up and continue. But one day you will sit down and you read for 1 hour, you will not sleep. It is, you know, stick to it that makes it work. Stick to it. Continue. Are you getting my point? Don't stop. Go and carry your Bible and start reading. People are not reading Bible again. They are reading the world newspaper. What are they saying today? COVID is now 30,000, 23 and 22 and a half people. They have it now.
What's happening?
Yes. The Facebook until their face become blank. Blank for favor. The YouTube until they took themselves into disappointment. The telegram until their grammars no longer carries their substance. And then they start tweeting. Somebody said tweet again. I should keep mentioning it. I'm not going to say it again. You before. Atu yadata. Instead of the one year time, let it be pray. One year time, let it be kabaibu. One year data. Okay, we'll start us. Instead of them to build their status, instead of them to build their inner strength, to build their image through the world, they are taking status here and there. Some people are even muting me because once in a while I take their status, unknown to them that they are muting God out of their lives. If you have ever done that before, I forgive you in Jesus' name. You better say amen now because I know you. Run and say amen now because I know you. So that God can forgive you. Because the day I got to know some people muted me, muted my wife, I said, yeah, why are people muting God in their life? And God said, son, I have what you said. No. I said, Lord, please don't count it against them. That's what I said. You don't do that where I'm anointed. I'm anointed because the church has started, you're hungry. It can't correct you again. If I open daddy, please check my status anytime. Any correction, let me know. When you are being corrected, it's because so you won't fall into corruption. Many people's lives are corrupted today because they can't be corrected. And by that, they lose their connection. Open to correction is part of biblical principle for growth. Open to it. See, sincerely do things, let us correct you so that your life can be better. Because you don't know the person that want to, that will give you that that contract in the next 2 years. It may be your status he will use to maybe pass you or fail you. And God is now leading your father to go and check it and correct you now, so that tomorrow you won't fall into the ditch. Abi, you don't know. Some people, they will collect your name and your number, enter status, and they will enter this. You don't know that many people in these companies, before they bring you in, they want to, what kind of, so do you not come and pollute their this thing? You can hear that. I didn't know it's even happening. I'm just speaking by the anointing. All this thing, I'm just speaking by the anointing. Because anointing gives insight. I see things and I'm speaking by what I see. Many people have lost mighty jobs. They are wondering, why did they turn me down? But I'm eloquent. I dress well. I did everything they told me to do. I have done. I even swagger myself. I did everything. I have done all the speaking in tongues. Why did they cut me? Me too, character defamation. Because you don't want correction. They have checked your status. You didn't know. They have checked your face. Some of you, you just post. I am dying. I am lonely. Oh, somebody come and help me. What's the meaning of that?
I want to sleep, mother.
I want to sleep. Oh. What's the meaning of that?
Yeah.
Some people remember. I am broke. Oh, and you are gradually. Thank God, God has mended you today. These things make meaning in the world of the spirit. But it seems simple in the natural world because of deception. Devil is deceiving people. Stop posting nonsense. It will not help your destiny. I have used our time today. No, I'm not writing again. Okay? Don't let me ride again. Enough of the ride. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not riding again. Praise God. Because I know there are some of you here. You want me to be like, you know, Paul preach until overnight. Somebody fell from the window downstairs. Also, Lord, he just dozed off because of the long hours. Praise God. So let me. When last. Amen. It's been long. So you pardon us for today. Write those things down there. In the morning when you wake up, you know what to do? Take those lists. In the name of Jesus. Are you listening to me? Don't call my land. I said that if you listen by you, I will not answer you. So know what I'm saying now. Write everything down. After writing it down, and then you will now start declaring. In the name of Jesus, I receive this thing. I have this. The Bible says God collect things that be not as though what? They were. As though they are existing. So what do you say? I have this in the name of Jesus. Majorly, some of you, your money, if God will not be part of the money, he will not give you. I'm sorry to tell you that. Because God will not put money inside your hand. In fact, there is a level of money, it will be too difficult for God to put it in your hand. Because you will run away and lose control. You know, there are some people, maybe they'll be angry 1,000. They just, and today I'm giving you 10 million. What for offense, Lono? Sure you get it. Then they will stand up. They are just going. They don't know where they are going. Hey, where the memo? Hey, the memo. Anything else? They are going. Let me round up. Because there is no capacity. So God wants to build you up. And how does he do that? Anything he gives you, make him part of what he gives you, and then the devil will be cut away from it. The devil is part of you because you are not allowing God to be part of it. Any department God is absent, the devil is present. There cannot be vacuum. Are you getting me? No room for vacuum, no emptiness. God is not there. Forget whether you see him or not. Whether you feel him or not, he's there. But once God is part of it, rejoice. They never burn that devil away. So write down everything you need. After writing everything down, you make declaration. I have this, I receive this. After you are done, Then you now say, because it is written, you now release those words. And those words is not the one you carry Bible and say, Kilute, somebody know, and me and read that. It is, I want to understand. Don't do like that, too. Sit down, study the word of God, understand it. Are you getting me now? Then you start declaring it. After saying it is written, then you declare, angels of the living God, go and cause it to happen. I'm giving you secrets, so that is how we got this place. This building, I paid for it. That's how we got it, too. Majority of the things we have gotten, that's how we got it. Somebody will just not be able to sleep because you must be favored. Because angels are tapping him. Wake up, keep saying this thing. You will do it on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, in the morning, and in the evening. Did you hear what I said? In the what? Morning and in the evening. From Monday to Saturday, then come to church on Sunday. There are some of you, you will have your testimony before Sunday. Sure, that one is sure. While there are others, yours will be coming in. It will just be coming. Do this and you'll be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.
You have been listening to the Senior Pastor of City of Truth International Church with the mandate to deliver God's people from the oppressions of this dark age through the teaching and preaching of the Word of Truth.
I declare it ever right now!
Raise up your hands, the power of God is coming upon you wherever you are.
To listen to more of our messages, visit our YouTube channel at City of Truth International Church or our Telegram channel at City of Truth. To follow and contact us on our social media, you can visit our Facebook page at City of Truth International Church. God bless you. City of Truth, spreading the word of truth with power.